Hello and welcome to Watch What Happens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that is Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, babe. How's everything going over there with ya?
Oh, it's just great. Just doing great over here, you know? Below Deck Med season is in full effect, so lots of fun stuff.
Sure is. Thanks, everybody, so much for being part of Crappy Hour last night, Monday night. It's every other Monday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on our Instagram Live. It's our little Bravo gossip show. So come join us for that. When we're not doing that, the weeks we're not doing that, we do Dwell Hello. That's our Wondery Plus show. And that is all about House Hunters. Those are House Hunters recaps. And then these days, on this show, on the regular show, we do these for free. Yeah. But if you want to just keep paying for things, you can get video versions of these on our Patreon, patreon.com/watchitcrappens. That's where our bonus episodes live and videos of most all of our recaps. And if you don't want to pay for video, you can get them a week later for free on YouTube. Thank you to everybody who supports us.
Thank you so much.
And today, we're here with Below Deck Mediterranean, episode 2, Too Many Cooks.
Yeah. Previously, hey, Norma, go fuck yourself. That's basically where we left off.
That was a pretty eventful first episode last week. God, a lot happened. You got a big liar face Ruan in here trying to make us believe he's got paperwork when he stole all of his paperwork. And then he had a big Instagram post being like, oh, no. People just don't understand how I've got it done here. I did have paperwork. I guess I just got it from someone who was faking the paperwork to me when they were giving it to me. But I still paid for the school and went to the paperwork, but still couldn't name the school and named a place that he went to school where there is no school. So no sir. One. Nice try, no. Sir.
No. Yeah, you're right. So much happened in the first episode that I literally thought we were like four episodes into the season. When I looked down to write down what episode number it was, I was a little shocked that it was episode 2. I was like, really? We're in episode 2, but I thought we already had a few episodes where like there was no bosun or something like that. But honestly, we're just in kind of like a continuous sort of below deck down under sort of like spectrum. It just feels like down under didn't really end because Luca just sort of came over from there to here. Now we got Toomey, who was on last season. Ends. But especially this, like, I know, but this Australia really feels like an extension. I mean, this Med feels like an extension of Australia. It just feels even more so like we're in the same season a little bit, you know? I didn't get any separation.
I like to refer to these episodes as the BK episodes, before Kyle, or the longer version, BK...
Double Broiler.
WBTSM before Kyle was bugging the shit out of me. This is going to be that time in the Bible where we're like, oh my God, I miss the times, BK. But we ended with the Norma fight, Captain and Sandy and Norma going at each other's throats. And now we're beginning with another one. Norma, you're kidding me. We can't get anyone for 2 weeks. Unbelievable. And there's no music as we open. And she's like, well, Norma, so the least shocking thing to happen in all of this is that you still can't do your job. Bloop.
Yeah, well, actually, I am doing my job, but I'm on vacation because I am sick and tired of having to listen to you fire people because you keep on hiring ding-dongs on your stupid boat that you can't even drive in the first place. Bloop.
Bloop. Norma, I'm just going to need to actually read the CVs of the people that apply this time and not just have you hiring people off of Craigslist, okay? Bloop.
Okay, I totally get that, but next time, just know that when you request CVs from people, then don't go to CVS and say, hey, where are the resumes? Because that's a whole different thing. Bloop.
Bloop. And P.S., if Craigslist is a good enough place for you to find a hairstylist, it's a good enough place to find a bosun. So stop being a hypocrite, you stupid cow. Bloop.
Bloop. Well, at least I didn't actually try to hire Craig for my boat. It's not a real person. Bloop.
I totally would have hired Craig if he was a real person because he's famous and we're a television show. You goddamn idiot. Change your hair. Bloop.
Hey, remember the time you asked if you could hire Jenny Craig as chief stew? You idiot. Bloop.
Bloop. Lost 10 pounds on that hiring round, you dumb bitch. Love you, bitch. Bloop.
Bloop. Love you too, bitch, but not really. I'm on vacation. Is that bothering me? Bloop.
I'm just going to leave the three continuing dots. Never get an answer. Captain Sandy could just sit there and stare at those.
Actually, what's funny is that Sandy goes, when she hangs up the phone, she goes, oh, okay, all right, ciao. You know, Norma's like, bitch does one charter in Italy, and now she's saying ciao? I'm still here in America. Since when does this bitch say ciao?
So, Brooke, who is the temp, Stu, is doing this. Oh, hi, how are you? That's like her service thing. She just giggles a lot at people. And the guy, I think his name is Geraldo, or is it Gerardo? I don't know. I didn't write it down the first time, and then I was fucked the rest of the episode.
His name is Gerard.
Gerard.
I do so like the idea that it could be Geraldo, though.
I do too. They just keep throwing chairs at his face.
Still he's funny.
Like, oh, damn it. Never gonna live it down.
I just read an article about Geraldo, actually. The New York Times had this random profile about him because he's like sailing a boat from Long Island to Cleveland via the Hudson River and the Erie Canal. And so a reporter went on the boat with him and he was just like talking about his life and times. And I thought, I can't believe journalism's dying. Anyway, continue on.
Really? I mean, it has been ever since Geraldo was on the air. That guy really hangs on. That's the perfect person to sail a boat because he knows how to hang on. Okay. Geraldo is always here.
He really, I believe the movie All Is Lost is based off of Geraldo.
He's like my grandma taught me about Jesus. Like, you don't need to believe in Jesus for Jesus to be right behind you. I mean, I feel like Geraldo is just always there. It's like, I don't even need to believe in him. He'll still be mentioned every once in a while.
If it weren't for Geraldo, we wouldn't have had this season of Real Housewives of Orange County because, of course, Geraldo was the original person who opened up a vault. And, like in this season, there was nothing in it.
So Natalia is making the mistake that we see happen on the show all the time where she's offering people a choice of breakfast instead of saying, here's what you're getting, waffles and scrambled eggs. So she's like, who would like their eggs? How would you like them? And of course, they have to answer like over medium. I like mine over easy. I like mine over easy medium. I like mine hardish medium softish in the center over.
So then, meanwhile, the water's choppy. It's a very choppy water situation. And like the jet skis are going down into the water, but everything's like swaying around and everything. And Laura, even though her name is spelled Lara, but she's Laura, correct? Because last week I was calling her Lara, but this week I know everyone calls her Laura, but she's spelled Lara. Can we get Geraldo Rivera on the case here?
I'm trying so hard to care. And it's so weird that it won't come.
It won't. So she's like, wait, let me see if I can. Wait, give me a second here to remember her Afrikaans accent. she's like, it's very dangerous because the wind is gushing. Her accent is like, so how does it go again? She's like, it's very dangerous because the wind is gushing. No. But a seal calmness Luca has.
Listen, I don't have any of these accents still, so it's totally unfair for me to be saying no.
But
if
Laura.
It were a yes or no, Laura. That would be a no. Now, do I know how to do it? I don't. I'm going to guess. My guess is, it's very dangerous because the wind is rushing still, but look how calm Luca has, you know? I would just love to be on that level because everything's just okay all the time. But he's beautiful. He has the most beautiful qualities about him. Like, he's a God's gift to people.
She punctuates everything she says with a little. It's like, she's not even a long cute laugh. Yeah, it's just like this little.
Also, to anybody mortified on these accents, welcome to our show. We're terrible at these, and they will eventually get better, but probably never good.
We never say this is how all people of this language sound. We're just saying, we're just trying to sound like this one person, and we usually mess up. And we just like to see how close we can get over the course of a season, which is usually not very close, but we try.
We're like the opposite of the Trevor Project. We bully people, and then we promise you it's not going to get better.
Yeah. Okay.
So the chef gets the egg orders and he's like, over medium easy eggs. What even is that? It's just made up words to make him think he knows more about food. They're either runny eggs or they're hard eggs. Okay, you can't talk about your Michelin star ass and how Michelin-y you are and then diss egg orders. Like,
yeah,
a chef is judged by his eggs, sir. Learn your eggs.
Yeah. And I will never forget the season of Top Chef that opened up with all the chefs having to make omelets. And they, I think like 75% of them could not make an omelet. It was hilarious.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Yeah. So now the jet ski's going back up because it's too choppy for jet skiing. Okay. And so it's going back up. And then now basically Luca calls Sandy. And it has
well,
no
they're
bearing
pissed
on
about the eggs because well, these are yes. not over medium and over.
Yeah, so Dr. Kian is a real dick about it. He's like, huh, well, now we know that Jack is mortal. We've learned that. His eggs suck. I say this as one doctor to a non-doctor. In this case, Jack. Not a doctor of eggs, apparently.
So then, I'm sorry, go ahead to your Luca scene. So I don't even know why that was so important, but I was like, I needed to get the egg dissing.
No, there was nothing.
I was just against the chef for not knowing how to do the eggs. But now that the guy is making fun of him, I really hate the doctor and want him to like be thrown overboard.
No, there was no Luca scene. I just had a note where I said, Luca's calling Sandy. It was one of those things where I thought was going to be a scene and then it wasn't. So I just have this spare note in my notes that says, Luca calls Sandy. It has no bearing on anything that happens on the rest of this episode or the rest of the series.
Well, one of the guests is like, hey, I heard somebody calling Sandy to meet. So that was something that happened, but I need this. I need to get off this boat. Please, can we get off this boat? So this guy's not doing very well. So then, let's see. Jack is, when the doctor says, they're cutting back and forth, as you guys can tell. But when the doctor says, we found his mortality, we found his weakness, it's egg. And then it cuts to Jack in the kitchen dropping a spatula. I like that the editor's like, save that. Put that in the Jack failing bin. That part where Jack drops a spatula. We're going to need that one day. Whoa, it's only episode 2. Nailed it.
I was surprised they didn't add in like a boing sound effect or like a slide whistle, like or dun 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 dun, dun wah, wah. And then, but Kian's like such a dick. He's like, yeah, eggs. He's a talented chef, but he can't cook eggs for crap. I'm like, okay, you could just say these were not how I like my eggs. And then he's like, I mean, and by the way, in case you have more Americans, maybe just have a guide, just like a picture guide of how to do a medium egg, because this was not it.
Because, and I'm glad that this was finally addressed on this show, because we've said it before, but we've never seen it publicly addressed. And that is the fact that Americans order eggs like assholes. And that's just the truth. We always have, and we always will. That is like a very American thing to all order your eggs as a completely different way and then say things like over medium.
Yeah. I feel like it's only over easy and over hard, right?
Well, I mean, if there's a hard and a soft, there's a medium.
But yes.
I mean, but then what? You want a runny fucking egg. Can we stop?
Yeah. So now Luca's telling Captain Sandy about that it's choppy out there. And she goes, these will pass. And then they're basically going to take the guests to the shore. Because the guests are getting antsy. One guy has basically vertigo right now. He's seasick.
It's Nathan. Can't take it.
Nathan.
Wuss.
Nathan. And he's a wuss. And I think this really shows a lot about his character. And we don't know much about him as a person, but we can all agree. He's a failure in life.
And he's a failure of a human being.
And anyone who is romantically attached to him should probably leave him for someone better. There.
Bye, Nathan. Enjoy masturbation, Nathan. So now Natalia
your hot dogs are
is
too
in the
thick on the outside also.
You're what?
Hot dogs are too thick on the outside. Nathan's hot dogs. Too much.
Oh, and always lining. Your bread is too dry. You know, the best thing about a hot dog is a bun. And Nathan's hot dog just doesn't nail the bun.
It's no Hebrew National. Hebrew National is not. Just so much better than Nathan's. Sorry, but if Nathan's wants to advertise with us, we love Nathan's.
Love Nathan's. Suddenly turn. So Natalia's like, so they're saying the eggs weren't running. And Jack's like, I knew it. I knew when I was cooking them, the eggs weren't running enough. I fucking hate eggs. I'll be honest, I don't eat breakfast. It's overrated. Get it out of the way. We've been wrong for hundreds of years. You know, just lunch, dinner. But now I've got to redeem myself with these people.
I spent the first 6 years of my life not even having breakfast. I was a zombie too. So
I can do all the fancy things in the world, but when it comes to eggs, it just falls off.
Don't put that on your resume. So just make eggs. So
Natalia's
now,
like, Americans invent different egg soils every day, which is true.
that was an accurate read. That was we deserve that. Yes,
I love the reading Americans for filth on this show because it's always accurate.
Americans inventing different egg styles every day. It's true, and we're terrible. We acknowledge this. So now Dr. Kean goes into Sandy's office and he's like, hey, so a couple of the guys are tossing their cookies because they were made with eggs. Your chef. That was a reference. So
that sounds like a fun time, tossing cookies. I'll always be here to catch cookies.
So if you think it'll be like this for a while, maybe we'll go to the shore for a bit. Because, again, one of my friends is really hurling a lot. Oh, God, I wish there was a doctor on board. Huh, that was a joke. But you could maybe help, maybe. I don't know.
Could you maybe give him an eye lift? Maybe he'll barf less then, you know? Maybe replace one of his lids with some underarm fat. That would be fun.
Maybe if you put some butt tissue on his eyelid, you wouldn't have to see the sea as much and wouldn't be puking everywhere, huh? I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
So, okay, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's go to shore. I've got you all hooked up for a hug conference, okay? You're going to be met by a beautiful woman who's in charge of her life, who's going to hug you all, and her name is Mapton Pandy. Okay, she's going to give you guys a lecture on women empowerment, hug ya, and then we're going to have some lunch. Hopefully, I'm going to toss some cookies, and you're going to catch them in your mouth. Okay, not Nathan. He's going to be recovering from the ball skin on his eyes. So,
good old unreliable Nathan. So Sandy's like, she's like, oh, I feel bad, you know? Like, my friends are on board, and they're down, you know, and we're down team members, and I want to get them everything that they paid for, you know? And if this charter doesn't go well, I'm going to have to find a new doctor, which will be easier for me because I don't have an eyelid issue. So I can see. I was trying to make a joke about my eyelid.
One eye open, you know?
So then,
eyes on the prize, am I right?
So Luca comes to check on Natalia while she's busting the table, clearing the table or whatever. And she's like, oh, you wait. Come freshen me up with a hug, will ya? Nice, nice. All right, gropey. All right. That was quite a hug, aren't ya? Just kidding. Cop a feel, why don't you? Just kidding back there. He grabbed my boob. Oh, my God. Mind your manners.
And then we get a really wonderful performance by Natalia's arms as she describes the following. She starts talking about her and her boyfriend's relationship. And while she does it, she keeps doing all these like X, all this like crazy Termex stuff with her hand. She's like, me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 months and like he wants an open relationship. But I'm like unsure about that because every guy I've been with has cheated. And, you know, I'd rather be in an honest relationship from the start. Unfortunately, I fell in love with him before. I knew he was the star that he wanted. I was like, her arms were going everywhere. I was like, wow, you have really one up to Shannon Bedore on Bravo, and that is an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. So, but with Luca, there's no harm in flirting, is there? I mean, looking is fine, touching is a no-go. Or it is, because I'm in an open relationship. Is it? Or is it not? Can I flirt? Can I not flirt? I don't know. Is touching okay? Pervert. Oh my God, I was talking to myself. Do I go to the bridge and ask? What do I do? What do I do?
Americans and their eggs, am I right?
I can tell you this much. I say this as someone who really likes you. You are not built for open relationships. Most people aren't. A lot of people will say they're into open relationships. That people who say they're into open... Listen, I'm into open relationships because I like to cheat. I'm fine with cheating on you. But if you're in an open relationship with me, that's going to be a problem. I'm not going to like it. I know a lot of people are... Some people can do it. Some people can do it. A lot of people cannot. Natalia, are one of the people who cannot. I can already read it all over you.
Yeah, she
can't.
This
is not going to work out for you.
It's a real shame because that really goes against that. Like, I always thought the old adage was there's wood ships and there's iron ships, but the best ships are open relationships.
You want to get your ass kicked? Tell me you're in an open relationship with me.
I was just referencing that because that is like the new toast that we hear on Bravo all the time, including tonight.
Yes, including today. It's time for a commercial.
It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Hey, this is Guy Raz, and each week on my podcast, The Great Creators, I have conversations about creativity with some of the most celebrated actors, musicians, and performers of our time. In our newest season, you'll hear from Kelly Clarkson on some life-changing advice she took to heart from someone she calls, literally, the most unlikable human on the planet.
I was so hard on myself, like 10 years into my career, of like being like, man, if you're gonna judge yourself like this, like each time you're on stage, you're gonna be miserable.
And legendary producer Mark Ronson shares his experience working with the great Amy Winehouse.
And she just came in the next day and she dug it and she said, yeah, this is what I want my album to sound like.
You'll hear incredible stories from performers about their successes, the biggest lessons they learned along the way, and what advice they would share so that you can get inspired and become a more inventive and imaginative you. Follow The Great Creators on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Great Creators early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
What if we told you that there's a darker side to royalty? And more often than not, life as a prince or princess is anything but a fairy tale.
I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcasts, Even the Rich and Rich and Daily. And we're so excited to tell you about our brand new podcast called Even the Royals, where we'll be pulling back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world.
On Even the Royals, we'll cover everything from stories you thought you knew, like Marie Antoinette, who was actually a victim of a vulgar propaganda campaign, which started a wild chain of events that led to her eventual beheading. Or Catherine de' Medici, who was assumed to be responsible for one of the most devastating massacres in French history. But in reality, she was a mother holding on to her dying dynasty.
Royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head.
Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. If you don't want to wait for more episodes, join Wondery Plus today to listen exclusively and ad-free.
So she flirts with Luca a little bit. Will they or won't they? So then now the tender, they're going to take these guys to shore because they're getting seasick, but they're going to put them on the tender to do it. And the tender is insane. It's like, because the sea is tossing the tender as well.
Yeah. And so Natalia tells them that they'll be getting onto the tender to take them onto the shore. And Dr. Kian's like, tender? She goes, yes. Oh, you know what? The tender's a small boat. A tender in America is a chicken, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So just as a reminder, Americans, you love your crazy eggs and you think tender's a chicken. All right. So just want to give everyone a scoreboard on American culture right now.
Chicken tender or just a relationship style? Because my boyfriend likes to get tender with whoever's in front of him right at that moment. Don't have to be me. I'm working on it. All right. Just get in the boat. Get in the tiny boat.
My boyfriend enjoys it when I make him chicken tenders, but also when other people make him chicken tenders. That's what I'm trying to say. So they get on the they're going to get on the tender, and then this guy Nathan is like, could I have like a puke bag? And Luca just stares at him like, no.
Yeah, overboard. He's like, no. It's not an airplane. Just go overboard. All right, mate?
Which is funny because I feel like actually on a super yacht, if someone asks for a puke bag, even though you can puke overboard, they should get him a puke bag, right?
I like that he's just like, no.
No.
He's like, I think sometimes that's the best. Sometimes people need to hear the word no.
And Luca just smiles at him, just with this blank smile, like, no. No, you can't do that.
So he goes, you know, the only thing is the small boat moves more than the large boat and they're in for 10 minutes of absolute hell. So they get on and Nathan's barfing already over the side. And on the bottom of the screen, it says 8 minutes of vomiting later.
So they get to Portofino and Luca's like, Portofino means home of the dolphins. So if they're lucky, they may see some dolphins and hopefully they won't puke on it. Dolphins have little dolphin umbrellas. They're like, Americans
are coming, sloppy eggs coming out both sides. So Talia is telling people what to clean and Jack is cutting some meat, and then Haley wakes up and she's ready to go back to her shift, and we just see her get out of bed and she goes,
I smell like dick. Yeah, definitely smell like dick.
And then Talia's like, it's definitely going to be difficult stepping down from chief stew roll when the new person arrives. But this first charter, I'm like shitting myself a little. Like, we're crew members down. Brooke's never worked on a boat. Look at her. She's actually putting a mop in an electrical socket. I also want to impress Jack. This is a great opportunity for me to show Captain Sandy that I can be an amazing chief stew, and I will have absolutely no problem whatsoever when I have to go back down to third stew.
It's amazing because Captain Sandy is trying to say, listen, you're in a chief stew with this, but you're in a chief stew relationship with this boat, but it's an open relationship. So sometimes you're going to be a chief stew, and then sometimes you're not going to be a chief stew. And I just want to prove to everyone that I'm fine with it.
So then Natalia's talking about setting up dinner with, like, dinner tonight is going to be like a multi-course thing, and there's going to be an EDM party afterwards. So, by the way, for everyone who loves EDM and loves going to like the Electric Daisy Festival and like loves listening to Marshmallow and Tiesto, I hate to break it to you, but these guys have killed EDM. Sorry, the genre's over. So
it's gone. Electronic
Dr. Kian
music.
Ruined it. Sorry.
Yeah. So then we cut to Brooke making a bed, and she's just giggling. She's like, hi, babe. Then we cut to the guys touring and shopping through the little town. And Norma, it's time to get a text from Norma. Bloop. Sandy, still no bosun, but I've got an experienced deckhand for you. If you can be called captain, you can call this person whatever you want, really. I mean, we're just giving away titles at this point, am I right? Bloop.
Hey, Norma, I got something for you also. It's called a middle finger. Okay, get me a bosun. Bloop.
Day in a fire. Okay, if this guy works half as hard as you, the boat would sink. Huh.
Bloop. Bloop. Oh, yeah, just like your second and third marriages, huh? Bloop.
Bloop. Choke on an anchor dick, a-hole. Love ya.
Bloop, bloop. I'm not really into dick, but maybe you'd know that if you're a better friend. Bloop.
Bloop. Dick's not into you either and never would be. Okay, have a great one.
Bloop. Bloop. Yeah, you too. Hope you have a great weekend buying things at Dick's Sporting Bads, because that's what you are. Bloop.
three dots moving.
So Brooke hurts herself rolling a towel on the floor.
She's having a great one. She's having a great two episode arc on this series.
There are no notes better to read back to myself than Below Deck notes. Oh, every time.
Here's my next note. Sandy looking through binoculars and no follow through. Nothing. It's just, oh, yeah.
So yeah, they funny. Work. So she hurts herself rolling a towel on the floor and goes, ow, and then starts laughing. And Jess is like, are you okay? And she goes, I just hit myself on the funny bone and it wasn't that funny.
You know, the funny bone doesn't actually make you laugh. But anyway. So Natalia's checking on housekeeping and everything. Stuff like that's happening. The deckies are blowing up toys. Luca gets in the tender to get the guests. The guests are like walking around a church. You know, I didn't know, like, Dr. Kian saying something like, I think we found Michelangelo's he's really mortal. No electricity in here. Am I right, guys? Right.
So Jessica and Natalia are talking, and Natalia's like, I just like to get ahead of things. I've got an OCD. It's undiagnosed, but I don't know how many days we'll be chief and second. You know, it could go away any day. Like right now, I'm in a relationship with you as my second. But, you know, who knows? I might be second tomorrow, and you could be third. I mean, that's called an open relationship, and I'm totally fine with it. All right? And Jessica's like, yeah, man, fuck the hierarchy. I think Natalia's stressed that the new chief stew is coming, but it's for the best because the chief stew needs to have a better way to delegate, so we're all doing equal work.
Also, I just want someone to follow. I just really want that so badly. So then Sandy's inspecting the toys, and she walks by the banana, which these days is looking quite a bit like a Nathan's hot dog, if you ask me. She's like, oh, God, I love that banana. She really is. She's literally extolling the banana once again. Like every season, she just loves it. She loves
God,
it.
I love that banana. And this one is technically a hot dog. It's
it is a hot dog.
It's labeled a hot dog.
Okay, I thought it was a hot dog. But then they were acting like it was a banana.
That's a banana. Yeah, she's like, I guess the toy itself is called a banana. It's a hot dog shaped banana. I guess. And so she's like, yeah, God, I love that banana. Okay, let's get the trampoline out. Okay, that would be awesome. And the tender comes back and they get pink goddess drinks. And Luca whips out the slide and gets it over just fine and gets it blown up. And there is no slide drama. Now, how is this guy not fired on the first day? The show depends on slide drama.
For the first time in 10 years, no slide drama. And then maybe it's because of the davit, because Sandy's like, you know, oh, that davit is incredible. Wow, what a great davit. You know, if you put the D upside down, it becomes Pavitt from Real Housewives of New York. That's funny. Anyway, good davit. So Luca.
God davit. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse. Guys, God, I love that davit. God davit, I love that davit.
Davit Duchovny, huh? So
yeah, he was hot.
He was a hot. That's Norma loved David Duchovny. So good luck for her. She'll never get him. She's too ugly. There, I said it. He's out of her league. X Files, more like the No Sex Files for Norma.
That's every day, though.
The truth is out there, and the truth is Norma sucks, and I'm putting it out there. Aliens are amongst us, you know, because Norma looks like E.T.
The bad human resources employees are out there. Okay. So she's like, okay, wow, I love that banana. Okay, next scene. So Natalia and Jack are talking about courses. He's going to do a risotto salmon starter of venison. She goes, what's that? He's like Bambi. Oh, you don't know what venison is? Come on. How long have you worked on super yachts?
Yeah.
You've never heard the word venison?
Seriously. By the time I was 19, I was basically running a Michelin starred kitchen, and I wasn't emotionally ready for that position, you know, because I was literally running a kitchen in a Michelin store. But I went on sabbatical. Have you ever tried to cook a 4-course meal on a tire? It's very difficult. So I went on a sabbatical. And I went to Asia and just changed my whole mindset. I was teaching the locals how to cook Western food and vice versa. But vice versa is a strange use because it makes it sound like the Western food was teaching me how to cook locals. But you know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of Italian influence and Asian influence in my food. You can see my journey on the courses. Well, first the journey starts at 19, then gets fired, then moves to Asia, then gets moved back again. And ends up in the Chili's. So...
Yeah. Sorry, so I've made an egg roll. And when you open it up, marinara sauce comes out.
So Lara is pulling
up. By the way, some would say Italian food already does have a lot of Asian influence in it to begin with.
Doesn't it?
Noodles. Or is it the other way around?
I'm not going to jump into this battle. Huh? I will tell you the reason I respect both cultures, the noodles and the carb work.
That's great carb work.
It's great carb work.
Central Asia is most likely the first area to have produced noodles thousands of years ago, according to archaeologists on the PBS website that I just looked up very quickly. So
safe. I feel like Asia's going to win kind of in any historical battle, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. Always.
Pretty much. Yeah. So she's pulling up a rope from a swim platform and it's stuck on something. And she's like, Haley, could you please come to the swim platform? Oh, this is a clusterfuck. Everything is caught on everything else. The line is caught around the prop. So I'm going to swim underneath the prop. I'm going to unhook it. And then I'm going to go around the prop and catch it around. I was like, this is very dangerous work. I don't like this happening. I don't like Lara being put in this position. I think Sandy would not like Lara being put in this position. Tell somebody you're doing it, maybe. What if the captain's like, oh, you know what? I want to move 5 inches to the right. Yeah.
I know. I was like, maybe you tell someone. I'm just like expecting like a puddle of red water all of a sudden and then commercial break. It's like, come back. Well, Laura died, everyone. So, hey, Norma, do you have anyone who could be a deckhand who's also alive? We have a little bit of a problem.
That'll take me about 7 weeks. Okay, good. Well, wish me luck. So she calls Haley and Haley's like, oh my God, do I smell like dick? And she's like, okay, we need to get this prop from under the boat. And Haley's like, you do it. I'm not touching that shit. So she goes down under and she does it. she unwraps the thing and she comes back up and she goes, oh yeah, I handled that shit. I'm a boss.
Like, she, yeah, but by the way, she does it, but not before she does the classic below deck thing, which is, there's a rope that's it's wound around the prop. And if the prop turns on, the entire boat could explode in a fireball and we all sink and die. This could be the end of the charter. I'm like, but you're just going to unwind the rope from the
commercial. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, but wasn't this kind of crazy because she does it. Okay, first of all, she does it and then smoke starts pluming up. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
There's like tons of smoke and she crawls out and like the engine's going now. I was like, did somebody turn this on after? What just happened here? Did Laura just almost die and they just brushed over it or what?
I feel like maybe it could have. I mean, I don't know. I definitely had the same thought that you did, which is like, is someone going to turn on the prop while she's down there? Like someone should say something like, don't touch the propellers.
I was scared. So now we get a slide cam, which nobody needs. Okay. No. And if, yeah, nobody needs to put a slide cam on. So then basically work,
play cooking, stacking, cleaning, play cooking, stacking, cleaning, cooking, toy cleaning, cleaning, toys cleanup, going up, toys going down, party, EDM tonight.
Natalia's like, you want to know one of my least favorite things? Boyfriends that cheat on you and call it open. Okay, besides that, long dinners.
Yeah, she doesn't like those. And then we have Laura and Haley. Doing that classic thing on Below Deck. Ugh, you know, this is so... every single season you see this, when the two lower deck hands just sing the praises of the bosun all this. God, they just... I mean, how many seasons do we have to see this happen where they just say, oh my God, he's so calm and he's collected and he's really sweet and he is really like a great boss. I'm like, all right, enough already, Below Deck. We're sick of this cliche.
I think it's because he's like so hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what Luca's doing. He's just so hot. Yes, you're doing great.
Yeah, this is the first time ever that any of the deckies have ever liked
the
boss.
I mean, listen, once a Below Deck is done, it's out of my brain DVR. So I couldn't even tell if you were being sarcastic. I was like, does this happen?
Every single time, like a bosun's like, hey, can you bring in that boat? Like, ugh, they're on such a power trip. Like, ugh, like, do they even realize how much work what we're doing here? And like Haley and Laura are like, he's great. Love his leadership style. He's a really wonderful person.
They're so positive. The whole crew is so positive, and they just want to work. They're like, whatever I could do.
Yeah.
Hey, could you do this for me? They're like, love to. I would love that. Hey, there's a. You know what? The rope is around the prop. You know what? I'm gonna just take care of that by myself without anybody asking me.
So then, the guests are getting ready for dinner, and then Toomey texts Sandy, and she's like, "Great news. Colonel got our visas. Italy, here we come." Although actually Carl will be a little bit behind me because he said he had to go see someone named Frank and his smile. I don't know what that means.
So in the galley, Jack's like, "I forgot what I put with the venison. Could you remind me, dear?" And Talia's like, "Pink Floyd, whatever animal, Bimbi, with common roasted carrot balsamic ass sauce. Is that what it is?" It's like, oh, God, yes. It's one of the things about being a wizard in Harry Potter. You do so many good things, you forget about it. So many courses, there's a lot can go wrong, but I'm pretty confident because Natalia's on. He loves his Natalia.
He does. But also don't forget about Voldemort because that could be a problem. So then,
also, you're not Harry Potter. Please stop with your Ron Weasley. It's like every time he says it, I'm like, you're Ron Weasley. Stop trying to give yourself a raise.
Even Harry Potter can make eggs, and he doesn't even have to use his magic for it. Okay. So, Sandy
Patrius
is...
Patrius Overeasina. Sorry, stupid. I don't know why I'm even talking. We don't have to talk all the time, you know? What if we were just quiet for a while?
I'm just really sad I don't know my Harry Potter more. Like, I really would have liked to have yes-anded that a little bit more, and I couldn't.
Well, you had your chance, but now it's canceled. So thanks a lot, JK, being such an asshole. All right, but we'll move past that. Not a political show. Luca and the captain. So the captain's like, so Luca, how's your deck team? I know that it must be rough controlling everything from the second floor, but you do live upstairs, Shamin.
Guess what? God. Still funny. Gonna say it every week.
I'm gonna say it every single week. It's gonna work for me every time.
Hey, can you Your name is Paul? No, my name is Luca. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha to say it.
What floor do you live on?
We're actually pretty low down there in the belly of. Yeah. But just if you had to say it was a floor, what kind of floor would it be?
Who do you live upstairs from? You can do it, Luca.
Alternately, if you ever went to a diner, what kind of diner would it be called? Would it belong to someone whose name appears on Bravo a lot? Just say anything pertaining to Suzanne Vega. I'll just take anything at this point.
She only has
two songs. Come on, you can hit one of them.
No, don't know what you're saying. Okay, you know what? We're going to try this again tomorrow, Luca, okay? But in the meantime, guess what? You're a nice person. You've got crazy eyes, but a nice smile. And you were very humble in the beginning, you know? And so, because you were so humble, and because I like your brand of crazy eyes, listen, I love a crazy eye, and because you're very good looking, and for no other reason, you are now full-time bosun.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I really loved how you knew how far away that barge was. So, based on that flickering moment, will you be my full-time bosun?
He's just looking at her with this shit-eating grin, like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, yeah, I would love to. She goes, yeah, okay, me too. And he's like, this whole time I'm thinking, sweet, the new bosun's going to come in and then we'll be done, you know? I mean, we haven't even put this thing in the dock yet. She's really trusting me to do this? This is crazy.
Okay, Luca, so before you become bosun, you have to take a sacred oath, okay? I'll start it. Da 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 da. Okay, now you.
Da 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 da.
Oh no, I've made a huge mistake. He doesn't know the rest of it.
You know, guys, let me tell you. Okay, Luca, you can go. Okay, learn some music references and go ahead and tell the whole crew that you are now the bosun. Because what a captain really should love more than anything is just having the crew declare themselves things. Okay, so go on and do that. Now, let me tell you, audience, you know, I've got a lot of faith in Luca because Captain Jason recommended him. Okay, I'm putting a lot of faith in Captain Jason's recommendations. And this guy's smart, he's quick, he can call distances. Hey, let's show a clip. How far is this boat to this barge? Oh, 5 inches. No. Try again, Ruan.
18 feet.
No, Ruan. We're overseas now. Let's change it.
99,001 beers on the wall.
Okay, Ru. Okay, Ru. That'll do, Ru. So, you know, listen, Captain Jason recommended Luca really highly. And he said, you know, like, he'll be great. He knows his distances. And then he said something else, but we got interrupted because Captain Jason then was midway through plowing his boat up a hillside. So, you know, I'm waiting to hear back. But I think he's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, so let's go to Luca. So now we're in the galley, and he tells Haley that he's the bosun. And she goes,
oh my God, you're Daddy Bosun. Can I get your professional opinion about something? Do I smell like dick?
Daddy Bosun.
And then now it's time. Meanwhile, what's his face? Jack is putting on a big show for dinner. He's doing like a million courses because he heard about the eggs. And so he's doing that thing where he's like, he's got to redeem himself. So they're doing this big, big service. So first, Italian risotto goes to the table and they all love it. And Dr. Kian's like, this is exactly how risotto is supposed to be made. Although, could I get a medium loose hard egg on top? That would make it even better. Thanks.
So then we cut to Brooke working and she's like, where's the light switch?
Yeah.
Next course. Natalia's like, Brooke, you wanna get this one? And Jess is like, my name is Josh. She goes, oh yeah, that's right, Jess. Sorry.
Yeah, because they have to. It's funny because in the first episode, they have to make Natalia look like a very competent first dude, but now they have to start showing cracks, you know? So then Natalia decides to have Jessica. Natalia has Jessica tell Luca to send Haley to go to the sun deck to decorate for EDM. So then Haley's like,
okay, but like, I just like don't know how to decorate that well. Like, should I just put up like a bunch of dicks on the wall? Because that's what I smell like right now, I think.
And Jess is like, just pretend it's your own party and then just go for it. Boom, boom, boom. And Captain goes, teamwork makes the dream work. God, I love that hot dog.
Now everyone, as a team, do, 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 do. Okay, now you.
Sorry, I can't believe I called it a hot dog. It was a banana, damn it. So Haley's like,
yeah, I don't even think I've ever decorated for a party before, but I have been to a rave, and I think it's like lights, EDM, and ecstasy, and I've had one of those three things. So do I just start like duct taping things together, or dot, dot, dot?
Maybe let's not go with a duct tape heavy decor, but, you know, scotch tape. So so then now there's like a Calvados liqueur dish that's going up, and there's a lot of confusion about what that is. And then Haley is also, Haley's just like wandering around this deck, just like not sure what to do with things. She's just sort of staring. She's like Red Riding Hood in the forest, just like, where do I go? And Brooke is making a bed, and
she's supposed to be helping her, but Brooke is taking forever, so she never comes. So Jess comes, and she's like, was Brooke even ever here? Brooke, what's your location? She's like, I'm heading up now. God, it's dark in here. Turn on the light switch. No one's taught me how to do that yet.
And then Natalia tells us, she's like, oh, I've been a solo dude before. I'm used to late nights. I'm used to running on coffee. My blood is coffee. And they show a picture of her just bending down next to a turtle. I was like, this is the second week in a row they've used a turtle photo to like exemplify something. I was like, what does Natalia like bending down next to a turtle on a yacht have anything to do with late nights? Oh, you know, I'm used to late nights. You know, we had an all turtle charter, and they made me get so many cocktails for them. It was like it never ended.
So now, Jess, did you already do the part where she's like, you're Chief Stew now?
No. Right.
Oh, no. So she tells Jess, okay, yeah. So she tells Jess, she's like, okay, listen, I have to set up because I'm the quickest. So you're going to have to do service. And Jess is like, but she's the chief stew. Like, you should do service. I can do the EDM party. I'm a raver.
You should have said that, Jess. Like, why didn't you say that?
No one told me to.
My best friend, the turtle, she like loves the parties that I throw. But she went on a yacht trip once and came back, was a total bitch to me afterwards.
And she's like, service is so much pressure. Don't do that to me. So then the guest wants Natalia. They're screaming for Natalia. And Dr. What's-His-Face is like, we're literally at the last dinner. Where's Natalia? So then Jess is like, hey, Brooke, they need wine. So could you please fill the primary's glass with wine? And Brooke's like, you guys want wine? And she just starts pouring it. And the doctor's like, that's a different wine. That is a different wine. That is not the same wine.
So. You love blends. So Brooke is like, oh, sorry. Jess told me this one. I'll get you a new one. I was like, whoa, Brooke. Just say sorry. Don't have to throw your fellow stew under the bus for that one. You're gone tomorrow anyway. So basically, things are going into shambles because Natalia has prioritized the stupid EDM party, which is going to look stupid no matter what, instead of service. So then more food is going up, but now they're like very happy with Jack, and Kian's like, I don't know how he's doing this all by himself in the kitchen. Like, maybe he's not so mortal after all. And they're just like really happy, and the deck is coming, the EDM party is coming along, and Natalia's like, this is called the So Random Rave Cave. Okay, it's gonna be like an open relationship with decor.
It's a cave where you go into with your boyfriend, but you don't know if he's going to fuck someone else in there or you. That's really fun. Really bright lights, because I've got flashlights that I'll be shining on you the entire time.
And then some roasted branzino comes out, but Jess presents it, and she goes, we have some rose branzino. I was like, no one called her out. I was surprised the doctor was like, I'm not getting any notes of rose in this.
It did sound like that. It sounded like that's what he was telling her to serve, but she just, I mean, come on. So then Jess goes, hey, what kind of meat is this? And that's like, you know that deer that died? It's that.
You know that deer that died? I'm like, from The Long Kiss Goodnight? Which one are you talking about? Tommy Boy?
So they serve the venison, and some guy named Carl's like, you know what? This foot has heart and soul.
And then Kian's like, we got to bring Jack back to Los Angeles. Like, we'll invest in a restaurant for him. I'm like, not after you talked about his eggs. I'm not going there.
Yeah. So let's see. So the rave is looking good. The doctor, now it's time to party. So the guys start wooing, you know, they're like, woo, woo, a rave, a rave. And then Nat's like, I'm going to do a toast. All right. There's big sheep, there's little sheep, but there's no sheep, so like fringe sheeps.
Kian's like, I want to lose my dinner over that corny ass speech. Okay. Obviously, we know the cooler toast is. There's hard eggs, there's easy eggs, but the best eggs are medium eggs. Thanks, everyone.
All right, I've got one. Some people can, some people can't. Nobody lies about exiles more than Americans. All right, that's it.
Oh, I've got one. Here's to the blenders, here to the fenders, and here's to the Americans who think chickens are tenders.
So she's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty good as chief. Fingers crossed that the new chief, Steve, will come in and we'll have a dream team. Last year, I thought I had one, and then it all came crashing down. And we see a clip of her bitching last year about stuff. Like, I'm just trying to take it day by day. Why is this girl attacking me? I'm not going to listen to that. Oh, I don't listen to that bullshit.
Did you say something, Dave?
So the guest party till 2:30, 3 in the morning or something. And then the next morning, at the very end of the night, one of the guys is just snoring on the couch and they cover him with a little blanket.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Natalia gets into her bed and she's texting with her boyfriend. And she's talking about training Brooke and saying like that. Well, she's basically like saying, oh, God, I'm really worried about this new chief stew coming in because if she's a nightmare, I don't know what I'm even going to do. By the way, have you had sex with anyone?
He's like, you really got to stop asking that question. She's like, I don't even care. I don't even care, Ronnie, because I'm so tired. So 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that guy is still passed out on the sofa. They're all cleaning around him and he has headphones on. He like, I'm a little impressed with his ability to just drown out everything around him. But I'm also like, you're on a yacht, you have a whole nice bed, and you're like willfully not, you're staying on that sofa.
No, I was
like,
they have to share. I think this is one of the things where they have to share because there's so many people. Yeah. They've only got like 3 rooms, don't they?
Really? But this is like the biggest yacht they've ever had. This is a 12,000 square foot skyscraper on its side yacht. That's why we're in a shipping port or something like that, right?
Well, that's true, but I'm not really sure how that all works because I tune out during the tour part. Because that's like just because it happens in every single episode where they're like, here's the tour or every new charter that we get to. That's like a moment when you're taking notes. You just get to be like, I don't have to do anything right now.
I know. I'm going to watch the camera go from room to room vertically in a very smooth fashion. So the you know what I'm talking about. Basically, it's the morning. Natalia's exhausted because the other thing is Natalia should have gone to sleep, but she is one of those people. She put all the work on her shoulders. So she stayed up late when she should have gone to sleep earlier. And so now she's exhausted today and she's really going slow. And, she's like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen with this new chief stew's going to arrive. I'm like going to be like, you know, pleasure, everything set up. Here's all the easy stuff. I can't wait to impress them. Can someone get me a coffee? And then Jack, meanwhile, is telling us, yesterday there were a couple of hiccups with breakfast, over easy, over medium, like potato, potato. So I'm making quiche. A monkey with no eyes can make a quiche.
So then he's talking to Lara, and Lara's trying to do his accent, and he's like, oh, everyone thinks they can do it, but everyone's terrible at it, and they think it's good. And I was like, I took that very personally, and you're correct. Okay, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, because he tells her, I'm not from Ireland. Because she apparently did an Irish accent. As
we would not know anything about that.
I don't know anything. Yes.
So then the captain is calling for anchor to be hauled, breakfast is served, the slide is being blown up, and Gerard is like, you got more French donuts downstairs? Croissants. I mean croissants.
Yeah, they all like the quiche too, by the way. They're very happy with the quiche. So, you know, congrats to the monkey with no eyes who made it. And the anchor comes up and everything. And then there's drama. More drama. Sandy, Luca, there's a brick attached to our anchor. Oh, okay. So I hope there's no body attached to that. It's a commercial break. I'm like, wait, what?
I love that because who throws bricks in the water? You do only see that in like mafia movies, you know? So then they're like, can we get a knife from you, Jack? And Jack's like, bread knife? Steak knife? Oh, there it is. Brick knife. That was the Harry Potter joke in me. You know, just a joker like Harry Potter.
So they cut the cement brick off.
So
for anyone who was really concerned about what was going to happen, the whatever rope it is that's attached to the brick, they cut it.
Yeah. So he got the eggs right this time. Everyone's super impressed. And then they're giving Luca, Lara and Haley are giving Luca shit for being bosun. And they're like, oh my God, you're like so impressive. And then everyone's packing to go. And then the pilot comes. He's like, hello. Because it is time for the pilot to come park the boat.
You mean a human Google Maps. So he comes on board and Sandy goes, buongiorno. And he's like, I speak English. So Luca's nervous because it's their first docking and he's been graduated to bosun and they haven't even docked yet. So they're docking and is it going to happen? They're throwing lines. Haley's having an issue with something. And it's like, oh my God, the music is so intense. They're coming in. It's fine. They dock. It's totally fine. Everything's safe.
It's fine. Yeah. They're all good. So now the doctor's speech. He's like, yeah, the coolest captain there ever was. Jack, I want to recognize you. Great job. Natalia, thank you so much for treating us so special. Captain, give me a wink. Give me a wink. Now give me a blink. All right. Still looking good there, you.
All right. Well, we're going to go invest in a restaurant in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you later. Bye, pores. So they leave. It's like, okay, everyone, gather around for a tip meeting. If you're hoping this is when you're going to be distributed some money, you're wrong. This is the time when I'm going to give you some tips, okay? All right, incredible, incredible. Hey, everything we went through to get off the dock, you know, Rue unfortunately didn't have the correct paperwork. It was actually not even paper. It was just some cellophane that he put some stickers on. So it was a really bad CV, it turns out.
But I want to tell you guys, I witnessed things, okay? And that's what happened there. You know, I said, call some distances. And then he literally tried calling someone named Distance, okay? And that was rough. Yeah, Luca, yeah.
Listen, I witnessed things. So unfortunately, Rue has drowned in a silo. I'm sorry. So anyway, because I witnessed it. I witnessed.
Okay, so... Luca, you know, you caught those meters coming in. That was pretty fun. And I've always corrected people. You know, for example, when Hannah said, wow, look at me. I'm on a boat. I can do heroin in my toes. And I said, nope, no, you can't. Because there's a lady named Mary Timelaw. And, you know, she's in some clap house somewhere, probably dead under a brick. Oh, God. a brick holding down a murdered person. Okay, so let's move on. So, Luca,
hey, quick, real quick, bosun. Real quick, oh, Luca. Real quick.
Okay.
Hey.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How far is the ceiling from where you're sitting?
About 10 feet.
Okay. You know what? Let's confirm that. Why don't you take this tape measure? Hold on, everyone. Take this tape measure and go up the staircase, okay? All right. I guess I can do that. Hey, Luca, where are you now? Where are you now, Luca?
I'm upstairs.
But specifically, if you had to say which floor it was, you are Luca on the...
third floor, I guess, now, since you had me go up one, because then there's the basement under that. Do I do it right? All right, you know, just sit back down. We'll try this again tomorrow.
Well, yeah, okay. We'll have to workshop this, okay.
Okay, wow. You know, and look at you. The girl who keeps coming around asking people if she smells like dick, you're something. And then Lara, you're something else. Remember when I almost chopped you in half with the prop? That was fun. Listen, my point is I'm just so happy to have women on deck. Okay, you two, you really dug in. Jack, you set a bar. That was super fun. Can't go below the bar, Jack. Okay, do not go below the bar unless it's to take a tutorial on YouTube on eggs. Okay?
Hey, Natalia, you really stepped it up. You were like a dance movie from the 2000s. You stepped it up because, like, knowing that you didn't have our, you know, knowing we didn't have our chief or for Kyle, and then you stepped it back. Did you not step it back? I mean, guess what? I just publicly announced that you've been stepped back. Okay. So I just want to say thank you. And I hope you enjoy that taste of power before now you have Kyle yelling at you. Okay. That's going to be fun for you, huh? Smiles.
So Talia's like, Natalia's like, I feel like we had a very successful first charter, being the first and all. I think we smashed it out of the ball cart. Is it the ball cart? Is it a ball chart? What is it? We smashed it out of something. We smashed it out of a baby deer.
Hey, and everyone, it's our last night with this girl. She sort of looks like Carrie Underwood, somehow is related to the Sprout store. So whatever her name is, just be nice to her for like another 12 hours or so. Okay, everyone, have a great night.
So now they're getting ready to go out, and Natalia is flirting with Luca and gets in a towel and goes to his door. She's like,
oh, look there. Oh, hello. Didn't even know you were here. You know what I'm looking for? Some shampoo. But do you happen to have any shampoo you might have to bend over to get?
Luca's like, she works for the interior. She knows where the fucking shampoo is. One thing that gets me in trouble on yachts, it's ladies. And then we see a flashback of Luca making out with Jamie. You know, I would actually really like to have a Jamie and Culver update, because you know Culver's like somewhere in Italy waiting in line for cotton candy while Jamie's just like sitting on a dock waiting for a yacht to save her.
Yeah. So Haley and Lara are talking, and Haley's like, so you're bi? Are you like fully bi? And Lara's like, if I'm drunk, I'll kiss a guy, but recently decided it makes me unhappy because in South Africa, it's not open and my family's very conservative. So she tells us that she didn't really realize that she even liked women until she was in quarantine, what a weird time to find out. And
listen,
then all you
we
can
all
really
found
do
out,
is masturbate.
We all found out a lot of things in quarantine. She
mostly, what did you find out?
I found out that I like Sondheim. So I actually just got
That's
gayer.
That's true. You did.
Yeah, I got gay. I guess quarantine was a time to get gayer.
It was. I learned how to play piano. That's pretty gay.
That's
I mean,
very,
when you're me.
Well, especially if you were doing it like a Liberace style, especially.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's
I can only play a few chords, but I can still sing a show tune in my house while I play for myself like I'm in a piano bar, and that is priceless. Thanks, Cove.
Yeah. So now the group heads out to go out, and they all pile into vans, and Laura's like, I love straight girls. I love turning the shit out of them, and I love a girly girl with nails and a handbag. Still can't do her accent whatsoever, so I'm just gonna do all of them at once.
We're gonna need to do an accent class, I think, next week.
Yeah,
we've done them for a couple below decks. I'll get some video of these people, and then we can just go through with each other next week and do an accent class, because we need to work.
This is a hard one. I was working on her last night, and I was like, I was great. I sounded just like her. But today it's all like,
bleh, but bleh, you know, bleh. When you have any time between watching the show and then getting here, it's all out the window.
I just
I'm with
need,
you on that.
I need my intro words, you know, like there's always those phrases that help me get into the voice. And I just, that's why, what was that one? There was one phrase we used to say all the time, just because it would get us into a voice, and I can't even remember it anymore. But yeah, we need our phrases.
But we'll take a class. Okay, so now they're going through the town. They're having fun. Lara's carrying Natalia around. And Talia's trying to like speak nicely about Kyle. I know she hates Kyle's guts, so I think this is weird. But she's like, oh my God, you guys are going to love the new crew. Kyle, going to love him. Absolutely wonderful. Everyone loves Kyle. I was like, nobody likes Kyle. Are you fucking kidding me? I've been horrified for months knowing that Kyle's coming back.
You guys are going to love Kyle. Like, the best part about Kyle is getting to do all the work that he was supposed to do. You're going to just absolutely love that. You're going to love when he gets sick and then spends 5 days in his bed. It's going to be so fun for everyone here.
And Jack's like, but how do you feel about being demoted? The new shifts do better be good. And she, and that's not only coming from me, that's coming from Harry Potter. Am I right? She's like, oh, I'm excited. Well, I'm being evicted, I guess. And Laura's like, what is evicted? And she's, you don't know what evicted is. And Ellie's like,
yeah, you don't know a lot of the words we use. What's up with that, ligma? That means lick my balls.
Laura's,
that's English.
So Laura talks about how basically she grew up speaking Afrikaans, and then she went to high school, and then English was brought into her life, and now she's been trying to, you know, learn words so that way she could be more articulate. She's like, oh, articulate, that's the big word for me. Actually, that was on my list. This that's is also a big word impressive. For me. I'm always so impressed with people who are bilingual. Like, it is me, I am too. so jealous. Like, I cannot understate this enough. I think it is such an amazing talent to be bilingual and to be able to converse in two languages. I just feel like that is so, so hard. And I'm jealous. I wish I could.
I've tried
do it.
Multiple times. Cannot do it. I can't Spanish multiple. And I grew up speaking it and I still can't learn it. I've tried everything. Well, you know what? Except actually doing the classes. That's because I pay for the lessons and then I think, oh my God, I paid for them. Which means I should know it. But mm-hmm. It's like the gym. You can't just pay your membership and then lose weight. You have to show up. And I'm really bad at the showing up part.
It's hard. I mean, like, I tried to teach myself German with Duolingo. I did that for a few months, like, years ago, which was very fun. But it's a little tricky. And then I was like, let me go to use something that's a little bit more practical for where I live. So I've tried to teach myself Spanish. But I just don't stick with it. I'm like you. I start doing it and I don't know. My hat is off to people who can speak multiple languages.
So your hat is off your cabeza, if you will. That's your head. So
mon chapeau.
Later that's on, French, everyone. Natalia I am bilingual. And Luca. I'm moving up forward now. We're moving forward.
All right, we'll move forward.
So Natalia and Luca are flirting with each other. She's like, are you excited for your new chief, Steve? What's that tattoo about? Tell me about your tattoo. Let me touch it. Oh my God, just touched it. Yeah, why don't you grip me more, you fucking pervert? All right. I'm in an open relationship, by the way, trying to figure out what that means. Okay, do you know? I don't know. Does that mean my boyfriend's fucking someone else? I have no idea. We should text him right now. All right, I'm going to give you his number. Say, are you fucking anyone else right now?
You know who else is in an open relationship? Tattoo, the band. That's what I heard. So
also Tattoo from Love Island. Couldn't keep a single mate, you know? It always had to have multiples.
You know, there's a planet where people have have open relationships. Tatooine in Star Wars. Did Luca say, when describing his tattoo, did he say, that's Otto, thug life, baby? Is that what he said? Because nothing seemed thug life about that at all.
I don't know. I did not write that down.
It's probably something else.
I just wrote down, she said, what is that tattoo? And I wrote down, show me yours. Tell me your deal.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote down.
Because she has a heart on her bum. She says, every girl has a love heart on her bum. It's like, do they? Also, Luca is so cute, but honestly, I think his tattoos, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the big butterfly in the middle of his chest. I'll just say that right now.
Yeah, jury's out. I didn't like that one. I think it's like decent work though. The tattoo work is decent.
Yeah,
the artistry is decent on that one. It's not as bad as some of them we've seen. That's for sure.
Yeah. I just don't love when tattoos are like clip art. You know, I don't like that feeling like took a stamp and was like, there, now there's a butterfly in your chest. I'm like, well, okay, I guess.
Right. But there's also the butterfly symbolically is like you were homely and then you were hot. Like you cocooned up and then you became hot. And I feel like he's already hot. So I don't like him getting to use the butterfly.
But also like I recently was looking up some of the different characteristics between a butterfly and a moth. And when moths are like, when they land and they're hanging out, their wings are up in like a little triangle. But moths, when they land and they're lying down, their wings just lie flat. And the tattoo, because the wings are out, sort of has a little bit of a moth vibe to me. How about that?
Hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. Heard it here first. So now we go to twerking Lara and Bro. Everyone's like partying really, really hard. So basically, they go home. Okay. And everybody's dressed as gungy. And Natalia's in bed texting. She's like, so, oh, I had a great night. Everybody was really fun. Did you hook up with anyone? Oh, you know what? I'm actually too tired to care. Too tired. And so he's like, well, are there any hot guys? And she goes, yes, actually, dot, dot, dot. And then he doesn't write back. So she's like, all right, good night, pervert.
It's going well. Going well. Open relationship, closed communication. So it's the morning, and they're all waking up, and Natalia goes into Sandy's office, and she's like, Captain? She goes, hello there. Oh, God, sorry, I have a lot of energy, because I just remembered we got that hot dog on board. It's really a banana, but it's pretending to be a hot dog. I know it's a banana on the inside. So what's going on? So she's like, is the new dick hand, is that going to be male or female? I just want to know which room to put them in. And Sandy's like, well, you and Kyle are going to be in the forward cabin, and the Chief 2 is going to go share with Jess. So, God, can't wait to see you and Kyle sharing confined space together. That's going to be great for everyone on board, huh? Yeah, enjoy that.
My man, Kyle. Have I called him that yet? Are you buying it yet? I think, oh, God, you're going to hate this person. Can't wait to fire him. So, now the captain's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, well, hello, I got a buzz. Well, hello, officially Chief Stew. I'm so glad I got your visa. Will I be seeing you this afternoon? Natalia's already freaking out. It's great. Can't wait to see you in person.
So there's more cleaning. People, like, give some light goodbyes to Brooke. They're like, who is that girl? Did she forget to leave with the other guests? I don't know. So she leaves, and she wants to stay in yachting, in case anyone wants to know. And then there's more cleaning. And now here comes Toomey. Toomey's approaching. She's got a new hairstyle, which looks great on her. Love it. I love Toomey. Historically, have always loved Toomey. So she's coming on. And Natalia's telling us that, like, they had a really successful first charter. And she established a really good relationship with everyone. And she's also set up this yacht to be close to perfect. So it's going to be really hard to hand over the reins to Toomey.
And Toomey can't open the door, which is never a good sign to start with. But then she figures it out, and she says, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to be Chief Stew for the first time, and it's on this huge boat. Like, what the hell? But she goes up to say hi to Captain Sandy, and she's like, anyway, oh, well.
I just want to say they show, like, some of Toomey's greatest hits for people who didn't watch the first season of Below Deck, Down Under. And we see, like, Toomey being on top of everything, like Toomey doing this, Toomey doing that. And then they have this one clip where she goes, why can't we deconstruct the idea of a fondue bar? I don't know. I thought that was just, like, the funniest thing. Like, she's going to be a great Chief Stew. She deconstructed a fondue bar.
Which, by the way, isn't a fondue bar pretty much deconstructed already?
It is. Like, what do you want now? Like, to separate the milk fats from the cocoa? The cheese from the curds?
It's pretty deconstructed, but okay. So she goes to see the captain, and the captain's like, oh, wow, we missed you on the first charter. But guess what? Good news. Kyle's coming later. I don't think anybody's ever said that in Kyle's life. Good news. Kyle's coming.
I'm coming. I'm almost there. Frank, love that smile. So then,
Frank,
I'm coming, Frank. So, Sandy says that Captain Jason highly recommended Toomey, and so she's like, you know, she really likes that Toomey is focused and determined and works really hard.
And she's saying Captain Jason a lot. She's giving Captain Jason credit. It makes me think they're going to end up hating each other.
Yeah, I think I'm worried that Toomey is going to have a bad season, because she had such a good season the first time. I'm worried. But I also blame it on Kyle. I'm going to blame, if Toomey has a bad season, I'm going to blame it on Kyle. And here is why. Because Toomey is going around saying hi to everyone, and she says that she's worried about walking on this boat and being the new kid in town. Actually, this is not where I say here's why. The point is that at some point here, Toomey says that Kyle told her about Natalia. And I think that, therefore, Toomey is coming onto this boat with this set, like, sort of poisoned by Kyle and thinking that she has to come on really hard with Natalia. And so I think that's going to make Toomey look
shitty. And it's typical. And it's what Kyle does. It's what Kyle did last season he was on, was to constantly talk about Natasha to
talk about Natalia to Natasha and try and turn it and be like, yes. Oh, she's so lazy. She says this, she says that. And then turn everybody against each other. He's a master of chaos.
Yes. So Tumi is, and Natalia's helping Tumi with her bags, which ironically, I don't think are Tumi's. And she's saying that she just flew in from Miami. And Natalia's like, oh my God.
You don't think they're Tumi's?
The brand.
What?
Tumi bag.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a pun.
I was like, what?
It's called a pun.
Take bags off the dock. What are you talking about? Okay, so I'm glad I asked because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't remember that about Tumi's season. She's just always using someone else's luggage.
I just realized that by me pluralizing Tumi's, it's actually sound like I was saying they were. I was accusing her of not having her own bags.
I'm like, I was like, what is this? She's like, uh oh. Unfortunately, I've only got tuxedos to wear out.
Tumi stole someone's bags. You heard it here first.
What are you talking about? Okay, so that's like a brand of bag of Tumi's?
Yeah, Tumi is a brand.
Cute. Tumi. Okay, so yeah. So Talia's helping her. Natalia's really going overboard. Well, no pun. She's really trying to go out of her way to be nice. She's like, oh, do you need help with your bags? Oh, have fun. I'll help you. Where did you fly in? Miami. Oh, that's where I'm from. Do you live there? And Timmy's like, oh, no, I would never live in Miami.
Natalia's all mad about it.
She's like, what the hell kind of I just said I live there. She's like, no, I'm way too good for that.
But that's, so by the way, then, the exact sort of thing that Natalia would say to someone too. Oh, I would never live there. Disgusting. Coil.
I love that you're already standing up for Tumi and nothing, like literally nothing has happened. You're like, I'm Team Tumi no matter what. And but fuck Natalia for being offended.
I was Team Tumi. Well, I have a real crossroads because I was Team Natalia last season. I'm Team Tumi from last year. So I'm going to have to see where this goes. It's going to be hard.
So, this Tumi is like not into this, right? So Natalia's still trying. So now she calls, now they're going to go for a tour. Okay. So Natalia's like, this area is what the least used. All right. And Tumi updates us. She's like, you know, I've been in the industry a short time, but it's important to me that people respect my boundaries because I've dealt with people just assuming I'm not capable in the beginning because not a lot of people in yachting look like me, first of all. So you start on a different ground, right? Where right. You have to kind of like assert yourself. And then this is where she tells us that she met Kyle at the consulate and Kyle was telling her he basically has ups and downs with Natalia, which means Kyle immediately fucking poisoned her. Kyle sucks, man. He sucks. I'm so hopeful that it's him who gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah, so so Tumi's like, I don't want to be disrespected, but I also don't want to demand respect. And that's where her struggle comes in. So they go on this tour and there's like some sort of minor scuffle about a small basket full of suntan lotion. And Natalia,
she's like, is this our suntan lotion? She goes, yeah, but you know, the best thing to do is to like keep it here because if the guests want it, then it's just right here. And Tumi's like, no, I prefer not to do that. And Natalia's like, okay, you're going to make a stand on where we keep suntan lotion. Okay.
Natalia's like, but then the guests know it's new. And Tumi's like, but they can open it and they can check it's new. I was like, oh, this feels, I don't really understand what's going on, but it feels tense. So then Natalia opens up a drawer of silverware, which from our vantage point kind of looked like a big drawer of loose silverware, but I'm sure it wasn't. Maybe just looked like that. And she's showing silverware.
No, it was a big pile of silverware.
Okay, I thought it was maybe crazy. Okay, it was a pile of silverware. And then Natalia's like, so we keep glasses. We have some glasses over here, and we put the tumblers over there. We have three wine glasses upstairs and three down in the bilge. And occasionally we have some coasters. We sort of hide the coasters like a scavenger hunt. So that's kind of how we do it around here. And Doomy's like, great.
And she's like, yeah, so, you know, the chef's great. He's got a lot of experience. So what do you think of the boat? And Tumi's like, it's interesting. It reminds me of Harry Potter, which is funny that people keep bringing up Harry Potter. But actually, in Tumi's case, it's very funny because the furniture really does look like that dark blue with little stars all over it.
Yeah. So Natalia's like, well, you know what? Talk about gratitude. The first charter was wild with two people down, but it was really good.
I'm not saying that I kind of killed it, being you, with only two people, but I kind of did. And the chef's got amazing feedback. He's really good and he's really chill. And Tumi's like, yeah, but it's only Charter One though. And she's like, yeah, but he's got so much experience. But it's only Charter One. Yeah, but look, he's like really good. Like he has like, he's like a Harry Potter. It's Charter One. Every time she says Charter One, Natalia like, it's like,
yeah. And she's like, well, what do you think though? And Toomey's like, well, the organization's a shit show, I'll tell you that. And she goes, excuse me, you mean the boat or ourselves? And she goes, no, the boat itself, the organization is. But she is still, by proxy, dissing Natalia. Like, you didn't get all this stuff better organized in the first charter, right?
You're right.
So Natalia's like, well, actually, I was going to say, I think it's been going pretty well. And she's like, no, I'm not talking about you. I just mean the boat itself. I mean, the way it's set up is a shit show.
And Natalia's like very defensive about it. She's like, well, you know, I think it's amazing. And like, they've got like service on each level and there's a glass on each level and like everything's on like on one level. And Tumi's like, I'm giving you my opinion though. And I'm telling you, this is how I feel. And Natalia's like, but you can get the glassware from anywhere you want on the boat.
Yeah. And she goes, all right, you don't need to get defensive. I'm not getting defensive. She goes, well, you're getting offended and I'm not offending you. The organization you've done is impeccable. And what you've done in a day is amazing. Before you got on this vessel, the way that they set up the boat is not the way I would like to work on a boat, is all I'm saying. She goes, oh, well, I'm just telling you, it's been great.
To me, it's like, I'm just giving my opinion. I'm just giving my opinion.
All right. And that's that. I'm just saying we've got service on every level.
But I'm giving you my opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm going to do the thing with my hand to show this is a circle in my hand to show it's my opinion.
Oh, you don't need to do this to me with your hands. You don't need to do that. But thank you. Thank you, though. It's like,
Oh, no.
It's not going well.
This is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. I blame Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle poisoned the well right at the start.
Yep, that's the theory. So we don't know what's going to happen next week. We didn't see previews, so we'll have to see. But yeah, always a shit show on Below Deck every single time. Yep. So yeah, thanks everyone for being here and listening. And thanks for coming to Crappy Hour last night. And we'll catch you later. We got so many other recaps this week. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Catchit.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.